Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But I think the way to do this is, because they did make some really good picks, and that's part of why they didn't get a left tackle. There were guys there that they really liked, that they were surprised, and they thought, this is a huge need too. Let's do this. We'll figure tackle out later. And they kind of kicked the can down the road a little bit. But let's just go down with letter grades each pick here.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels, number two overall.
A.
I'll say A minus, just because obviously I would have gone May, but I that was a fantastic draft pick. You took the Heisman Trophy winner, Davey O'Brien, winning quarterback, who did something in the SEC last year no one's ever done. So if you don't give that an A, you're probably just not doing it right. Johnny Newton at 36.
C.
I'm going to say that I'm debating between an A minus and a B plus. I'm going to go B plus there. I think Johnny Newton's going to be really, really, really good. Mike Sanra still the corner from Michigan at 50.
C minus.
I will go B plus there. Starting nickel, really good player, team captain, national championship, pick against Penix in the final game. Really like that pick. Ben Sinnott.
B plus with it, with an eyeball towards A minus. You do a little extra credit. Like, come over to my house and rake my leaves, you get an A minus. But right now, B plus. Love that pick.
I'll say B minus because I love that it was a tight end. I was surprised that it was him. I like the player fine. So I'm going to say an above average pick, but B minus, I was all over, like, Jatavion Sanders is a weapon, and everyone goes, but he can't block. And to that I go, I don't care.
I don't care.
Give me a weapon. That's what everyone kept saying to me. They're like, I can't believe you like Sanders. He can't block. You don't know me very well. I don't care. It's like, well, everyone's going to know that you're throwing the ball.
Okay.
Yep. And then he'll beat them.
Have you seen my playbook?
But anyway, they again, I try not to argue with, like, the choice. Mm-hmm. They study these guys way more down the board. I try to argue with the philosophy, if need be. So send it to me. I'm still going to say B plus, or I'll say B actually. Pick 67, third round, Brandon Coleman.
Hard. This one's hard for me to grade because the concept is correct. Like, this is what I want. I wanted this the round earlier, and I don't know what's available there. I mean, I know Caden Wallace went right after him, and I think there were a couple
B
other guys
on this one.
I'm going to say B.
You shot your shot. You tried to get your tackle.
Yeah, I say B.
Luke McCaffrey in the third round at 100, who we just had on. If you missed it, he was on 1 hour ago at 4:30. He was phenomenal. Like, top 10 player interview we've done in a long time, and he's a rookie. A little bit of a different profile. He's been in the spotlight for a long time with his family.
B, no issue there for me. I like that one.
Yeah, I'll go B. I'll say, I want to go B minus.
You're loud.
I'll say, I might have gone B minus, honestly, before the interview, and now I get it.
Right.
Like, now, seriously,
no,
how
I know.
Could
I
you
get
have
it.
Sat down with that guy multiple times? And you know his brother, you know his dad, you know the bloodlines, you see the production in college,
there, yeah.
You see how he's gone on a meteoric rise over 2 years, and the athletic traits at the combine were top 2 and 3 at the position. And then you meet the kid and you're like, yeah, I'll just bet on this guy. So yeah, I'll go B now. Jordan McGee.
C.
Sure. C. I mean, it's a linebacker who had a really productive college career. Dominique Hampton. I'm actually going to go B minus. I'll go a little higher than C. This is going to sound silly. 109 tackles in 15 games is a boatload. Led Washington. Mm-hmm. He was kind of the captain, the heart and soul of that defense. National championship team. Was coached as a peewee player by a former NFL DB, so there's some real traits there, mental traits. 23 years old, but also, to me, he screams Legion of Boom defensive back.
Yeah.
I just think it could be a steal in the fifth round.
And as a fifth rounder, hard for me to be upset about anything, but I go C-plus generally.
And then Javonte Jean-Baptiste.
That's, to me, a seventh rounder with an interesting trait that has a good athletic profile. A.
Yeah, I'll say C because it's just a pick. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have any
right.
real. If I was sitting here telling you I love the, like, I watched, last night a bunch, and I watched his highlights again today. He was decent. Mm-hmm. He made some plays. He's a big, physical guy. I think they've got a couple guys like him that they've drafted.
Mm-hmm.
That late rounds, you take a flyer on, you hope that
whether he makes the team or not, develop. Great.
So, all right. So then overall, I think I just gave them, 1A, 1C, and a lot of B pluses and stuff. I think I'm giving them a solid B to B plus for the draft is where I'm at.
So I'm a lot lower, but I'm buoyed by Jaden Daniels in general. You see, because again, quibbling about an individual player, I'm not doing that. It's the philosophy. To me, they don't share mine. They're more qualified than me. All the usual caveats apply.
So your gripes are, number one, they didn't get a tackle early enough.
Yes.
No, like, and do you care? It seems like you're annoyed that Coleman is announced a guard at other places.
Yes.
To me, like, they think he's a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if they're wrong, right, or they can crush him, but that's all that matters for now.
Right, I've been burned by that before, where they think he's a tackle and he's not. But we don't know yet.
This group shouldn't, because Ron Rivera was an incompoop, doesn't mean they're going to be. You shouldn't hold that against them.
Right, but Rivera had nothing to do with Sheriff. But that's neither here nor there. The point I'm trying to make is, to me, here's the philosophy I want. We have a young quarterback. Weapons, offense, 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 offense. Until you're exhausted, then we could do something else. Anything that you can do to ensure the success of this player, that's not layering defensive tackle. That's not a third cornerback in the top two rounds in 2 years. These are individual, perfectly reasonable decisions. These are good players, or at least, scouted as such, right? You could see the future there, et cetera. To me, they didn't have the philosophy that I had. So I can't score it well or as well when I go, your everything you has to have a match, right? There's got to be a corresponding move that makes a lot of sense to me. This leaving the left tackle up for later thing, nope, wrong. I just can't go down that road. I can't. Right now, it's Lucas and Wiley. Maybe it's the guy that gets cut later this summer that you're counting on. That's not good enough for me. I hope Coleman works out. If it does, yell at me all you want. And if we're in October and Coleman is playing left tackle and looks the part, call in and yell at me. I welcome it. I'll be wrong. It'll be so much fun to be wrong because this team will be exciting. This is a glaring need in the offseason. It's a glaring need during the draft, and it's a glaring need now, and it's not solved. And you've had two different sessions of player acquisition where you haven't solved it to me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.